What's up? Lakers won. Lakers lost. Got another game on Monday. Feeling good about it. Another good thing I'm feeling great about is that I got my computer upgraded. Finally installed the motherboard and CPU. And the cool thing is, with the other project, with the other PC that's in the living room, I wasn't able to install that motherboard on there. I mean, I was able to, but I was kind of limited with without that the power supply that I needed. So I got it. Don't have it installed yet, but I do have the motherboard I was using on my current computer now, because it was able to hold the i7-7700, which is not a big upgrade, but a little bit of an upgrade from the i5 was 6600K that I had in there. So the cool thing is, the living room is going to have a better computer than I had. We'll have a 1080, not a TI, just regular 1080, not a Founders, just, I don't even remember what the brand it is, but anyways, I got the new power supply in there, so that way I can be able to connect the, I think it's 8 pin. 16. There was an issue I had with my computer when I was getting it together. One of them was my fault, but the other one was I just didn't think about it first. So when I installed it, put all the hard drives on there, got everything connected, and it was not going to Windows. I'm not sure what the exact issue was at first. It just wouldn't do it, and I tried to trick it by putting in the Windows USB installation. To see if I can just get it to go. I did actually have two sticks, but one of them I kind of left at a copy place because I was there getting my son's graduation postcard, or whatever you want to call them, printed on there. That was a long issue in itself too, because I didn't give the right information, so I had to pay pretty much double for more. And I think we have 120 invitations. So, you know, it is what it is. We'll have extras. Maybe we'll throw them out there in graduation day and see if anyone wants to pick them up. I mean, why not? They're not going to be used anymore after that anyway. So, but yeah, anyways, I left that there. It had the Windows 10 installation on that stick, but I deleted it so that way I could have other room on there. And also that way when they go to put it in their computer, that it doesn't ask them to install Windows 10. Anyways, I put in a Windows 11 that I had, and I'm not sure if that was the issue. So what I did was take it to my wife's computer and installed Windows 10 media on there instead of the Windows 11. Plus, for some reason, I'm not 100% sure why, but apparently it's not able to install Windows 11 on the board that I have. I'm not understanding that. That doesn't make sense to me, because the board specifically says it's ready, but I'm not sure. maybe I need to do a BIOS update or something else. But I mean, everything else I have in there is new or good to go. What was another thing? Oh yeah, so when I was installing it, I came across an issue because it wasn't turning on. And I was like, this can't be happening. So I just went through the whole PC to make sure everything was plugged in. I even disconnected, you know, all the other hard drives, which that right there in itself helped the computer to actually start up in Windows. I was kind of being a dummy and didn't just start with the M.2 drive that I had on the board. Initially, I had it in the, I think it was the Gen 4 slot, and it wasn't recognizing it. So I had to put it in the other one, which I didn't know it was there. It just looked like a heat sink. So I had to unscrew that and put that M.2 drive in there. And then it worked. It booted right up. So I turned it off, made sure I had to connect the fans because I didn't do that yet. And so I connected the fans. I was like, oh, you know, got it done. And then, you know, it wasn't turning on. I think it was probably like 15 minutes afterwards. And I pull it out because it's underneath my desk. I pull it out and I'm looking at the cords that go for the power on top of the PC case. So I was just checking the leads and making sure that nothing was unplugged or anything like that. Everything's fine. And then I go to press it, and then I notice there's two buttons. They're both the same size, but I was pressing the reset button the whole time and not the power button. So that was the reason why I never turned on at that time. So yeah, but it's now up and running. Everything's good to go. I do need to, like I said, get the other one up and running soon. I'm not sure if I can use the same hard drive because it's not an SSD or a M.2 drive, but I think it might make me reinstall Windows once I get that up and going. But that's okay. Not a big deal. I know that sometimes some boards allow you to do it, some boards don't, and I don't think there's a way to like work around it to get it to work, because it's gotta detect the Windows BCD file in order for it to launch anyways. So it is what it is. It's not that big of a hard drive. I really didn't have much stuff on it anyways, and it's gonna be, you know, connected to my living room TV anyways. It's not gonna need a lot of things, bells and whistles, but it's gonna look cool because not only does it have the board that I had before, the back of the IO shield on the back, that actually has like this red light that lights up so you could see all the plugins back there for the IO. That's one cool thing. It also has the, since like I said, I could use the board with the CPU that I had that I needed to install. It also has a blue LED CPU cooler. Not too big, but it's big enough. So yeah, looking forward to that. Got other things, graduation coming up, baseball. So looking forward to it. Have a great weekend, guys. Peace out.